John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus by preaching repentance and baptizing with water. But he said this about Jesus, "Look, I baptize with water, but one is coming after me who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." What did he mean by that? Well, he meant that the work that Jesus would do in the people who believed in him and who followed him would be a work of purification of sin, so that they could serve him in righteousness. See, that's what the Old Testament prophesied about it. The prophecy is found in Malachi, the 3rd chapter and the 1st verse. It says this, "Look, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come into his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom you delight in. Look, he shall come, says the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness." You see, Jesus came not only to save us, that is to save us from eternal punishment in hell and give us a home in heaven. He came to change us so that we may change our way of living, that we can serve him in the right way. But we need to yield ourselves to him for that purification, for that cleansing, for that filling of the Holy Spirit. And I think it's a good idea to start out every day in praying to God and giving yourself to him every day and yielding yourself every day to him to do with you as he wishes and to refine you this day and give us what we need that we may live rightly today for Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word, and I thank you for the purification that you have promised and the Holy Spirit. I thank you for Jesus, who sits as a refiner of silver and gold, refining us with the fire of the Holy Spirit day by day, that we may offer offerings in righteousness, just as the Scripture says. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.